I'm Katie Bruno, WRPR News. Ramapo College campus is notorious for having hours that aren't flexible enough for many students. The library only stays open until midnight, the dining hall hours are limited, especially on weekends, and other offices and services are not always open when needed. I caught up with junior Caroline Speakman to see how big of an issue this is for her.
The availability on this campus is absolutely ridiculous. Dining halls aren't open at all, or if any, a little bit, on the weekends, and it's not nearly enough for me with work and schoolwork to go and get some food.
Speakman also discusses how the campus library hours are extremely inconvenient.
It closes at 12, which is ridiculous, because if I have classes till 9, there's no way I can finish papers in time.
In the student government office, I talked with President Stephen Wiltbank about students' issues with campus availability. Do you have a lot of students complain to you about campus availability?
For the library, a lot of students complain that it's not open enough on weekends. Our Secretary of Academic Affairs is in discussion with the President's Cabinet and will probably offer longer available hours during finals and midterms.
Wiltbank also explained SGA's attempt at changing dining hall hours to satisfy students.
Student government has tried to work with Jeff Danhart, and college doesn't have enough money to pay for to keep the PAV open on the weekends, which is difficult for the students who live over on that side of campus.
Junior Vicki Ehlers came into a much more serious situation in which the availability of services on this campus was not on her side.
Well, last year I lived in the CPAs, and we had about 3 mice living under our heater, and when we contacted facilities about getting an exterminator, they told us that he was unavailable and he wasn't going to be available for 2 or 3 days. We had to take matters into our own hands and go out and purchase our own traps.
Ramapo needs to put into consideration that this campus is home to many students and must make more efforts to keep all services and facilities more available. For WRPR News, I'm Katie Bruno.